Welcome to the Haywood County Schools Report. This is Bill Nolte. I'm the Associate Superintendent for Haywood County Schools and your host for the Haywood County Schools Report. Today we're going to talk about Smart Lunch again. We were on a week or so ago with Stephanie Morgan, one of our fine math teachers down at Pisgah High School. And today my very special guest is Jonathan DeLosier, a student from Pisgah. Welcome to the program.
Thank you. Again, I'm Jonathan. I'm involved a lot in the community. I am a junior this year. I'm an officer in the ROTC program and hold presidency in most of the clubs on campus. And I'm very excited to be here to talk about Smart Lunch.
I appreciate you being on today. I haven't known Jonathan a real long time, but I know his father and have worked on and off with him. So, you know, the DeLosier name may be familiar to some of you, and I'm not trying to embarrass you because I know what it's like when my children, someone talks to my children about me. But anyway, we're glad Jonathan can be on again today. I guess, Jonathan, the first thing is when you first heard about Smart Lunch, you know, what did you think or what was your reaction? Because that's something that's new to us.
I thought it was a really cool idea. I'd heard about it from other schools, but I never really thought we were going to have it here. But then I heard rumor that administration was considering it, so I asked around and heard that it was, you know, probably going to happen. And I just thought it was really cool, and it was, you know, a concept that was just really foreign to everyone, and it was going to be fun.
Yeah, it sounded like a really good idea. Just a little bit of background information. Tuscola is also going to be using Smart Lunch this year, and they're moving to the block schedule. So they went on lots of visits to other schools, very good schools, and some of the Pisgah people went with them just to see what they were doing with math or ROTC or music or whatever. And several of the schools they went to had this Smart Lunch notion. And Mr. Bailey came back, and the folks at Tuscola came back and said, we just have to try this. But I'm glad your initial reaction was like, well, this might be a really good thing. So as a student, and you can talk a little bit about maybe your Smart Lunch time, but maybe others too, as a student, what might students be doing during Smart Lunch?
During Smart Lunch, you have to go to 3 mandatory tutorials per class per grading period. So that's just, you know,
in 6 weeks is a grading period.
In 6 weeks. Mm-hmm. And that's fair. You know, you get an hour lunch. You got to do something. But outside that, many people go to club meetings or they just do their homework. And if they don't have any tutorials, then they just hang out outside usually.
Right. And I talked to Miss Morgan, and one of the things that she, and of course this wouldn't relate to you since you're, you know, an older student, but they were real pleased that they were trying to catch some of the freshmen, because it's a pretty tough transition for some people from middle school to high school. And so they're doing some things with the freshmen in particular during Smart Lunch. And what are the, this is not a planned question, you know, we do show prep listeners, we sort of decide what we're going to talk about, but what's a tutorial like? Is that like in subjects you're taking?
A tutorial is for every class that you're enrolled in, you go and, say, English, you go in and you can work on homework, or sometimes they have an assignment that you have to work on while you're in there, or sometimes if you go, it's just 25 minutes that you have to be in there, and it's scheduled for either the first or second half of lunch. And you go in there and really just wait for what the teacher says to do, because everyone runs their classroom a little differently.
So you might have a particular assignment related to the course you're taking, or you might just have some time to work on that course.
Or possibly extra credit opportunities.
Okay. All right. Cool. All right. And so I think the next thing we want to talk about was the reaction, because this, anytime you have something new, you have lots of reactions from different kinds of people. So, you know, from your view of Pisgah High School, what was the reaction that you saw in students and maybe staff too?
I definitely think a lot of people thought the idea was really cool, just having an hour for lunch and not worrying about schedule and if you got to see this friend at all anymore, because a lot of people just don't see each other at school. And teachers, I know they were thrilled for it because they would, you know, they would get to help people that needed it. I just think it's really cool that it rewards those that already have good grades.
Right.
And it's just, not that, you know, they really need recognition for that because it's what you should be doing, but it's just a little something to say, hey, good job.
Yeah, some freedom for doing what you're supposed to be doing and maybe some choices.
Oh, definitely.
And then what we talked about a little bit before we went on, and also talked about it with Miss Morgan, is those folks who are behind, it sort of grabs them, you know, and has a time for the teacher to maybe work with them in the subject area. So it could be good for a wide range of students. The next thing we wanted to talk about was how this might be beneficial to, I guess, students in the school. How could Smart Lunch be beneficial to people?
It, again, I say you have extra credit opportunities, you have time to go and just get all your work done so you don't have to worry about it at home if you can during your tutorials. It lets you interact more, it lets clubs have meetings that, you know, they were fighting with other clubs over when they were going to have theirs after school.
Right.
And you couldn't be involved as much. And I find I don't really understand with the students that don't have a lot of motivation to get their things done. They, you know, they get put in suspension for not doing these tutorials, and it's really just a great opportunity. If you get them done, you have all this free time, and you can just hang out. That's a huge benefit. I don't really understand some people, but that's them. And
yeah, why wouldn't you use time to get something done that you need to get done? And I'm not a student, obviously, anymore, but I just can't imagine how helpful it is to students who are like you. You know, you're in ROTC and you're really, really active, and you're active in the community, and, you know, and just all those people who rush out the door at 3 o'clock to go to work on the farm or in a business or to a practice of some sort, whether it's, you know, a drill team practice or a cheerleading practice or a golf practice or a tennis match or what you name the activity, chorus, band, all that kind of stuff. I can't imagine how beneficial it must be to those folks to know that during the day you've got some time to do some stuff that you don't have afterwards because, you know, you're working or committed to the school.
It definitely gives people a chance to show how dedicated they are in a certain program, like after they already have all their tutorials for their classes. Just those that want to excel in ROTC or band or go in and just really get better at what they're doing, they have opportunities to go and do that. It's not just after you finish the tutorials, you can't go anymore. It shows who wants to get better and who wants to improve.
Yeah, and I try not to talk about too much personal stuff, and we're getting short on time, but my son's experiencing this down at Tuscola, and he's in the band, and he's a section leader. And after, you know, I didn't ask him anything about Smart Lunch for about 2 or 3 weeks, and then I said to him today, what'd you do at Smart Lunch? I went to the band room and worked on my music, you know, and I thought that was pretty cool. You know, that he took the time to do that when he's already pretty good at that. So we've got maybe just a few seconds left. There's any ideas about just so far what you might do to maybe make Smart Lunch better?
There's just one problem, not really a problem, is with my personal schedule, I don't have any tutorials that I can attend on Tuesdays just because they're not offered at that time for my classes. Which, you know, if it got restructured, then it would inconvenience someone else, I'm sure. But really, that's the only problem I have with it, is during that time I have to go study or do homework or just hang out, which isn't a problem. But, you know, just I have to wait a little longer to get all my tutorials done than most people.
So maybe just looking at the schedule, try to spread stuff out a little bit.
Definitely.
That might be good. Okay, well, thank you for being on the podcast.
All right, thank you.
As always, I want to thank everyone for listening to the Haywood County Schools Report and Podcast. And as always, I hope everyone has a safe day and a great day.